EasyIrish.com, a podcast show where learning Irish is made easy. Here are your hosts, Antoine and Darla.
EasyIrish.com, it's Misha Jarlath and Tammy and Shaw the Hanchina.
Do you leave a hardship?
And we're here on a very cold night in Ireland. It's freezing outside and Antoine's got the fire on indoors, so we're nice and cosy here. We haven't been on for a few weeks. We've been busy there with different things and that, but with the run up to Christmas now, we've got a lesson here for you tonight. So Antoine, what's the lesson tonight?
Tonight's lesson, Jarlath, we're going to do two more verbs in the past tense. Two more irregular verbs. One is the verb to get, and the other one is the verb to do or make. We'll do them in the past tense now, and I'll run through the verbs in the past tense, the question form, the positive answer and the negative answer. But the verb to get we'll do first in the past tense. And the stem, or the order form, or the command form of the verb is fi. Now, normally we should make the rest of our verb from that. That's the stem. But these are two irregular verbs, like the other two. So, in the past tense, the question form, did you get, you would say, and were to. And were to. Now, that spelling, for our English mind, is a wee bit funny. I-N, an, and then and were. Were is spelled B-H-F-U-A-I-R. And were to, like a W sound, and were to. The positive answer, we say, for me, I got. The negative answer, we say, ni were me. And that's spelt exactly the same as the question form. Now that shouldn't be the case, but it's an irregular verb and that's why we do it. An and ni shouldn't be in the past tense, but they are. I didn't get. Ni were me. Now, if a sample question here, just, and were to litter or margin, that would mean, did you get a letter this morning? Or margin means this morning. Litter is the Irish word for a letter. Now, if you did get a letter, your positive answer would be, fuhr. And you could answer like this as well. You could say, fuhr, which would mean, yes, fuhr me litter or margin. Yes, I got a letter this morning. If you didn't get a letter, you could simply answer, ni were, and that would mean no. Or again, you could say, ni were me lecture imagine. No, I didn't get a letter this morning. And as I said, the word fi, F-I-I-G-H, we pronounce that fi. That's the order form, or the command. Fi, lecture one doctor, would mean get a letter from the doctor. Don't get, we say, na fi.
That's used there for giving orders and that?
Yeah. You could say, fi litcher, get a letter. Na fi litcher. That's how you would use that. And that's more or less the verb to get in the past tense. I'll just run through it again quickly. In the question form, we say, and were to. The positive answer, we say, Fur me. And the negative answer we say, ni were me.
Okay.
And again, I said, the stem of the verb, which is also the order or a command form, is fi. But there's no fi, isn't anywhere to be seen there at all, so we know it's an irregular verb. And I'll move on to the verb to do or make. Again, it's an irregular verb, but it's fairly commonly used. It's the verb to do or make, past tense. The stem in this case is Jan. The stem, or the order form, of the verb is Jan. For the question form in the past tense, we say, an yarna to, and that means, did you do or make? An yarna to.
There's an N in the front of there.
There's a small N in there, Jarlath, and that's the D is eclipsed by an N. And you have to hear the M sound, an yarna to. For our positive answer, we say, rin me. Mm-hmm. I did. Now, it can mean two things in English. It can, I did or I made.
Mm-hmm.
So, an yarna to can mean, did you do or did you make? There's some samples later on that will clarify it even more. But your negative answer, ni yarna, ni yarna. I did not do, or I did not make. And I have a sample question here. An yarna to cup and tea, or coffee. Did you make a cup of tea or coffee? An yarna to cup and tea. An yarna to cup and coffee. Did you make a cup of tea or a cup of coffee? For the positive answer, you could simply say rin. Again, you could say this. You could say rin, comma, rin me cup and tea, cup and jazz tea. Yes, I made a nice cup of tea. And likewise, you could say ni yarna, full stop, which would mean no, ni yarna, no. Or you could say ni yarna me tea, or
and
coffee.
In the negative there, Antonin, it's just there's a hitch.
It's aspirated, and you get a yarna, ni yarna.
So the sound, it's not so much a D sound anymore, it becomes like a...
It's almost like a Y sound, ni yarna, ni yarna. Now the order or command, if you were cheeky, Gerald, if you could say to somebody, Jan cup and tea, do, or dum, make me a cup of tea.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's a command there.
Could you say... Jan cup of tea do Lida Hull?
You could. Lida Hull would take the sting out of the command. Ah, you could say that. And if you happened to say to somebody, Jan cup and tea do, they would consider that cheeky enough.
That'd be cheeky.
You know? Lida Hull.
It
takes the sting out of it, you know, the command. Okay. It's like Osclan Doris, open the door.
Aye.
Osclan Doris, Lida Hull. Jan is a positive command, but if you want to say don't do, Shin would be the verb. Shin would be the word in Irish for that. Don't do that. Na jan shin.
Na jan shin.
Don't do that. But if you want to say to somebody, do that. Jan shin.
Jan
shin. Do that. But don't do it. Na jan shin.
Na
don't
jan
do
shin.
That.
I don't think there's a child in the country that's never heard that.
Oh, well. in the schools, they hear that.
It'd be a good one for the teachers. All right, then, and so they're two. Yeah, they're quite irregular, but quite common, as you say.
They are, and as well as the verbs, I've gone through them. We'll go through them again, and once we do them all, there's 11 irregulars. We'll do them all in the past tense, and what we'll do is we'll do two more, and two more till we get all 11 done, and then we'll move into the present tense. But what we'll do as well, we'll take a regular verb and we'll show people how the regular verbs do work.
Yeah, they follow the system, but...
They conform to the rules. Our regular verbs don't.
Like we kind of talked about before, you know, if you're comparing with English has a lot more irregular verbs than
realize. Yeah, and in French they have their own irregular verbs, and again, you just have to learn them off.
That's it.
I have a list of words for use with the above verbs, Gerald.
Okay.
We've done this one before. Ermogen. Ermogen means in the morning or this morning. Or rare means last night. And new means today. And ye is the Irish word for yesterday. And things that we might get, I have litcher, which means a letter. Cartanolog, which will be a topical one coming up now, a Christmas card. Again, Brontanus. Brontanus is a present. You could get a newspaper. The Irish word for a newspaper is Nuachtán. Nuachtán. Car is the word for a car. Car nua, new car. Broga nua, new shoes. Cota, the word for coat. Lower is the word for a book. Lower. The word for pen is pan, pan. And telefish. Telefish is the word for a television. A lot of people will be talking about television. It's because some ways have to get new televisions because of this new switchover. And rocher is the word for a bicycle. Or a bike. And things that you might make or get. Breakfast. Dinner. Loan. Did you make lunch or did you get lunch? We could use those two verbs for these ones. Pratty. Pratty is the word for potatoes, or spuds as we call them. Tay is the Irish word for tea. Caffy is the word for coffee. Supper. Banya and shukra is the word for sugar. Banya is the word for milk.
Well, that's a good list there that you can incorporate. So for example, you could say,
Rin made breakfast on you. I made breakfast today. I made spuds. I made potatoes. Rin made pratty.
Or you can say, and where to Cartanalig?
You could ask somebody the question then, and where to Cartanalig? Ermogen, did you get a Christmas card this morning? Again, you could ask a friend or anybody, did you get the newspaper this morning? And where to Nooktown, Ermogen?
Fur.
And if, say, your friend had a new car, and where to Carnua? Carnua, did you get a new car?
Okay, no, they're good then. So, do you want to move on to the quiz, Anton, and then we'll...
The quiz, with six questions, three to do with each verb. The first three are to do with the verb to get, and the last three are to do with the verb to do or make.
Right then, so we'll start with the first three then for the verb to make. So number one will be, did you get a newspaper this morning? How will you say that in Irish?
Right.
Did you get a newspaper this morning? And that's number one. And then number two, I got a new car yesterday. I got a new car yesterday. How would you say that in Irish? And then number three, I did not get a Christmas card this morning. I did not get a Christmas card this morning. So that's three concerning the verb to get in Irish.
Right, and number one, we'll do this, the to get, the verb to get first.
Yeah.
Did you get a newspaper this morning? You should be have, and we're to Nooktown Ermogen. And we're to Nooktown Ermogen. Did you get a newspaper this morning?
Mm-hmm.
And for number two, Gerald, I got a new car yesterday. For my car new and ye. And ye is the word for yesterday. For my car new and ye. I got a new car yesterday. And number three, I did not get a Christmas card this morning. Ni were. And that's more or less the same sound as what you'd use in the question form. Ni were. May cartanolog ermogen.
Ermogen, alright.
So if you've got those, you're doing well.
You're doing well, well done. Okay, so moving on then to the other three then. Concerning the verb to do or to make. I'll call this number four then. So number four, did you make dinner today? Did you make dinner today? How would you say that in Irish? Alright. And then moving on to number five. I made coffee this morning. I made coffee this morning. Alright. And the last one, number six. I did not make supper last night. I did not make supper last night. All right, so Antona.
Well, number four. Did you make dinner today? An yarna to dinner on you. An yarna to dinner on you.
Okay.
That's it.
And number five.
I made coffee this morning. You would say, Rin made coffee, Ermogen.
Mm-hmm.
Rin made coffee, Ermogen.
And then the last one?
The last one, number six. I did not make supper last night. Ni yarname. Ni yarname supper arrear. Ni yarname supper arrear.
Alright, so good stuff. So well done if you got all them right now. It is a bit tricky there, just with the irregulars, how it changes now, I'm sure, with the eclipse in there, and the question form, and then when in the negative, then it changes as well, depending on the verb. So it just takes a little practice, doesn't it?
It does, and because these are irregular, we would like the students just to learn them off the way we give them out.
Yeah, Just to learn them.
Because no, they don't conform to the normal rules of verbs.
That's it. Alright then, and then should we move on to the phrase of the week, Anthony?
The phrase of the week, this week, we have Ismuy and Talon and Tocris. Salon is the word in Irish for salt. Ocris is hunger. But Ismuy and Talon and Tocris, it's more or less then, hunger is a great appetizer. Normally when we're eating food, maybe we just mightn't be happy with the taste, we'd drown it in salt so we can eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're hungry, you won't have much need for the salt.
Mm-hmm.
So the hunger itself is a great appetizer.
The hunger itself is a great appetizer, right? That's a deep one tonight.
Yeah. That's well, there's a lot of people hungering for the Irish as well, so if they have the hunger for it, that's a great appetizer for them. Yeah.
No problem, that's a good one. Alright then, that's Shanae for the night, Antona. Gurmailgid.
And with Christmas coming up too, Gerald, if we could wish everybody a happy Christmas.
Aye.
I know we're a wee bit early, but sure, we might as well do it now.
Get the spoke in
the common lessons, yeah.
Before the rest come, I think I heard my first Christmas song today on the radio, so it's all starting to kick off. Aye, well, if people want to check out on the site there from last year, Lesson 10.
Lesson 10 is to do with Christmas things, but we'll put up more things that people want to use around Christmas time. Greetings for cards and what they put in cards. Nulla Conna, Merry Christmas and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Have a good Christmas.
Aye.
Or have a wonderful Christmas.
No, good me and my uncle to everyone listening there. And we wish you all a happy Christmas. Nulla Conna Dave.
Nulla Conna Dave, yeah.
Slán agus Bannat.
Slán agus Bannat.